Track 4, News Stories. College retains its good Ofsted rating. Dawlish College is delighted to have retained its Ofsted good rating following an inspection at the end of November. Inspectors visiting Dawlish College on November the 26th and 27th and judged that the school had taken effective action to maintain the standards identified in the previous inspection. However, they suggested that there is still work to be done to improve attendance. This was the first time Dawlish College had been inspected since it became an academy in December 2019, and the first inspection since Sam Banks was appointed as a head teacher in November 2022. This is both a satisfying and thoroughly well-deserved outcome for everybody associated with our school and the wider community, Mr. Banks said. Inspectors were impressed by the school's warm welcome, where students are greeted by staff on arrival and encouraged to prepare for a day learning. Ofsted also noted the school's daily timetabled personal development programme, which enables pupils to gain new experiences and pursue their interests in activities such as painting with watercolours, planning school performances, playing rugby or netball, or tending the school garden. These enable pupils to build their confidence and try new things. The school's broad and ambitious curriculum was highlighted as a strength, with inspectors referring to the structure of learning so pupils are building on what they already know. However, there were concerns that, in a few subjects, the school does not give pupils enough guidance in how they can improve their learning. When this happens, pupils do not have a knowledge of what they need to do to get better over time. The trust needed to make sure sufficient and clear information is provided so pupils can progress through their learning, the report stated. Students with special educational needs and/or disabilities at Dawlish College were well catered for. The school identifies pupils quickly and accurately, Ofsted said. Teachers have detailed knowledge about what support pupils need. They need this to adapt learning when pupils need it, the report added. Behaviour at Dawlish College has improved, the report noted. Suspensions, which had increased as the school tightened up its behaviour expectations, have now begun to decrease as most students have responded positively to revised expectations, the report continued.
Inquest opened into deaths of young men. Inquests have been opened last week into the deaths of two young men who were passengers in a car which crashed in Oakhampton in the week before Christmas. Alfie Abbott, 20, from Kingstayton, and Liam Shears, 18, from Chagford, were both pronounced dead at the scene on the B3260, close to County Lane's Garden Centre, in the early hours of the morning on Tuesday, December the 17th. The young men were passengers in a blue MGZS, which had been travelling along the A30 and then turned onto the B3260 towards Oakhampton and crashed around 3:15 a.m. There were no other vehicles involved. There were no witnesses, but a member of the public came across the scene shortly afterwards and called the emergency services. Liam, a tractor driver, was sadly confirmed dead by the emergency services at 5:07 a.m. The cause of death was given as head injuries. The inquest heard that Alfie Abbott was also sadly confirmed dead at 4:02 a.m. He worked as a farm contractor and the cause of death was also head injuries. The inquest held at County Hall in Exeter was adjourned with a full inquest due to take place at a later date. The families of both young men have paid tribute to them. Alfie was a beloved son, brother, and a great friend to many, his family said. He was the life and soul of every party and someone who will be sincerely missed. Liam Shear's family described him as a beloved son, brother, boyfriend, and a great friend to many. Liam played for Oakhampton Rugby Club, and a minute's silence were held for him and Alfie at the pre-Christmas Oakhampton versus Tiverton match. The driver of the car, a 20-year-old man from Chagford, was arrested on suspicion of driving whilst unfit through drink or drugs and causing death by dangerous driving. He was then de-arrested and taken to hospital for treatment of his injuries. He has since been discharged and will attend a police interview in due course. A Devon and Cornwall police spokesperson said, "Both families say they are grateful for the comfort and support which they have received and experienced over the past few days, and respectfully request that family and friends are allowed to grieve in private at this very difficult time."
Fire recruit bags service award. An Ashburton firefighter has won an award after being voted for by his fellow recruits. Joshua Williams Piers on Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue's basic training course voted for him to receive the Recruits Award. Joshua was given his award by area manager Wayne Rawlins. A spokesman for Ashburton Fire Station said, "Our very own Joshua Williams won the Recruits Award on his basic training course. Great job, Josh. Glad to have you on our team."